Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Ernest?
This is he.
Perfect, Ernest. My name's Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department.
Okay.
How you doing today?
Doing all right.
Good to hear, brother. So we had an appointment scheduled yesterday at this time. I called, left voicemail, so I just put it in for today. Is this a good time for you, though, to go through Google Guarantee?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, perfect. So I was looking at the notes here. So did you have your own Google Guaranteed profile in the past?
I have it right now.
You have it right now. Okay, because when I did a search, I didn't see that it was active. So give me 1 second here.
Oh, no. Well, no, I turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes when I get too bogged down, then I'll turn it off.
Okay, okay.
But
how have your results been on it? When it's been on?
I'd say I probably get about the same amount as I get through Google My Places.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
It's not like anything substantial. I don't know if, like, cause, you know, most of this Google stuff I've done on my own, man, to be honest with you, like.
Okay.
And I don't know if, like, the algorithms and all that kind of stuff is the same for Google Guarantee that it is for My Places, but, like,
it's different,
you know. And for, yeah, and also to me what it looks like is, like, no one ever, like, stays in the number one slot. It looks like it just
right.
rotates, like they do that.
There's three main reasons for the placement on Google Guaranteed, right? So it's not like the Google Business profile where there's, like, an advanced algorithm to it. With Google Guarantee, it's a little simpler. So there's three reasons for ranking on Google Guaranteed. One are reviews, okay? The second one is your answer rate. So if you have the Google Guaranteed leads on and you're not, like, answering those calls, right, it actually hurts your ranking. So you only want those leads on when you're able to answer the calls, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what my ranking is on it, but I'm really, really good about answering, like, whether
good.
It be – you know, when they want a message or if they call, I usually, like, get on it right away.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Yeah, so your answer rate should be good. Your reviews, too, you should have linked your Google Business profile reviews to Google Guaranteed. Did you do that?
Yeah, they show up. Like, a lot of times, man, how I, like, monitor, like, if this stuff is working, so to speak, is,
mm-hmm.
like, I'll grab my fiance's phone, you know, and I'll put in, like, certain keywords or shit like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
And then I'll see, like, where I pop up, and, like, typically, like, on Google Places, I will say I always show up first. I don't know if, like, how that works. If just, I don't know if it's proximity or whatever, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I always show up first on Google Guaranteed. It's kind of hit or miss, man. Like, some days I'll pop up on that Google Guaranteed list, and then some days I won't. But
right.
as far as reviews go, yeah, it's linked. Like, it shows the same amount of reviews that I have as my normal Google page.
Some clients that I've talked to that set up their own Google Guaranteed pages didn't do that step. You know what I'm saying? So they'll have, like, 5 reviews on Google Guaranteed, and they got 50 on the Google Business profile. So it's good you linked them.
Yeah.
I just couldn't see it because you don't have it active right now, you know, or turned on. But
right.
The third is the amount you're bidding on the lead, right? So, you know, on there's different amounts you could bid. There's also max lead budget too, you know. But we want to bid on the high end, especially because of the competition in that area. So you should be bidding $39 actual on those leads to get better placement. But even when you do that, some companies may turn max lead budget on. And the thing is the amount of the lead could be triple that amount. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably why you're seeing the rankings change, is because of the amount these guys are bidding on the leads, you know? It's probably what's happening.
Yeah, I can tell you what I have it set to right now. So
okay.
right now I have, so bidding mode I have set to maximize lead.
Okay.
Average weekly budget I have set to $1,200.
Okay. So,
and it says, in the last 7 days, I got 3 leads. And it says my weekly target is 18 to 46 leads.
Got it. Okay. So you have a good lead budget set. You know, you have the max lead on. So really, it's going to be answer rate and reviews that are going to affect your placement on Google Guaranteed then. You know?
I have 46 five-star reviews.
Right, I saw that. I saw on the Google business profile. I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, which in comparison, you know, like I'm going against companies, you know, with 10,000 reviews, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I do get that part, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've been at this since December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're ahead of the curve for sure, you know. I mean, those guys with 1,000 reviews have probably been around, like, 20, 30 years or something, you know. But also, it's going to be the subcategories you have turned on, okay? And also your base, your target area. You know, like, the more you limit that, like, if you're only targeting, you know, your zip code, then you're not going to be able to get as many leads or, like, the placement you want. Like, unless you targeted your entire service radius that you want to see work from, you know? So it sounds like you got a good grasp on all this, though. Like, do you... Because I know he set the call up. Do you want me to go over, like, our management fees and all that? Or do you want to just kind of keep on doing it on your own?
I would be interested in knowing, like, what it costs, like, additionally per month.
Okay.
You know?
So we have a one-time management fee. It's an application fee, too, but you don't have to go through the application process again. So it's titled an application/management fee, basically. For us to take over the Google Guaranteed page, you're still the owner on it. We're just added on as a manager, okay? So that one-time fee is for $250, okay?
Okay.
Now, you're already approved, so the way it works, it's a little trickier when you have an actual, like, Google Guaranteed account already set up where we're not setting it up for you. So the way it would work, we would bid on the high end for the leads. So, meaning Google would charge you 39 actual per lead. We have a management fee of $13 per lead, which is basically 25% is what it comes out to. So, your cost per lead would be $52, okay? 39 of that is going to be charged from Google, and we would charge 13 per qualified lead that you take on.
And when you say qualified, do you mean the other day, so I disputed it, but they denied it, but I had a lead the other day, and it's pretty clear on my website and everything else, like in my page, that I only do residential. I don't do commercial. Mm-hmm. And I got a lead for a commercial, and they still charge me for it. Like, when I clearly, you know, like, everything about my setup is residential.
Right. So with Google Guaranteed, our auto dispute system, this is, to explain it as easy as possible, if you schedule an appointment, like if you schedule an estimate with the lead, or if you quote them, right, like if you give them pricing, those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. Now, to answer your question, though, on the commercial residential, I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up, so I'm really familiar. We can, unfortunately, right now, Google Guaranteed cannot differentiate commercial between residential.
Right.
So even though you do residential, if you got a commercial inquiry, right, and you schedule an estimate, like if it's a valid lead, Google is going to charge you for that lead.
Right.
So that's why your dispute was denied, basically. Now,
right.
That's one benefit with doing it with us, too, is we have an auto dispute system. So we basically set an AI to the Google Guaranteed profile where it will pick up automatically if it's a qualified or unqualified lead. You'll still have the same tracking for your leads, but in your tracking and reporting system through us, we're also going to put your leads there, and it will say paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified, you know?
Okay, and
Yeah. Do
I still have the control over stopping it and starting it?
Yes, sir, you do, 100%.
The positive, okay.
Correct. Normally, okay, if you if you didn't have your own Google Guaranteed account, okay, you would have to pause it from your dashboard, or you could call, text, or email in, but because you're still going to have ownership of your Google Guaranteed page, you can still pause your leads as you normally do. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So $250 one-time fee, and then it's $13 per lead.
Correct.
So you're saying we're setting it at $39 per lead, but there's people out there paying more than $39 per lead?
So when you do the max lead budget, right, which what we like to do first is we go in and we do the high end, right, at the $39, and we set, like, your service area, we set the subcategories, right, obviously we tell you about the answer rate and the reviews, yada, 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 right? But we like to start it at that $39 actual, which should be sufficient. If you have to do max lead budget, though, sometimes that could be double or triple the amount of the lead. But before us setting it to that, we would make you aware of it, basically, you know?
So right now, the way I have it set up, I'm paying whatever. I'm not paying $39. I'm paying whatever.
Correct.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, because I can see it right here. Let me see reports.
You're probably paying higher in some situations when you don't need to. You know what I'm saying? Because it depends who has the max lead on in that area, right? Who's up there? Which area specifically you're targeting? But that max lead budget isn't always necessary. So what we're gonna do first is we're going to set it to that $39 actual, which is the high end on the scale, really, okay? And then we have a management fee. It comes out to $13 per lead, right? So you'll be charged $39 from Google, and then you'll be charged the management fee for the amount of leads you want to set, basically, for the month from us, you know?
Wait, I'm confused. That part
It is kind of confusing, like, when you have a current account. So just to explain it, like, how many leads do you have set right now, weekly, you said?
Wait, let me see what it says. Hold on. But I don't think it needs to be this actual amount, but that's just why I said it, because in my mind, so when I was doing this, I was like, damn, I'm not getting anything from it. Let me, like, turn it the fuck up and see because in my mind, I'm like, if you have it set to a very high number, then you probably are going to be shown in the Google Guaranteed list more often.
Right. No, it's going to be the amount you're bidding on the lead, so that doesn't matter. Yeah, I get what you're thinking. Yeah, but that's not going to affect it. So how many leads would you want, ideally, like, per week, let's say?
I mean, if they're legitimate leads, I'd probably say 18. Maybe 15 to 18.
Okay, 15 to 18. Okay,
because if I'm going to be completely honest with you, right now it's just me because this is a new thing, so I'm working to get myself there so I can hire more guys, but I don't want to put more on my plate than I can handle.
Obviously,
like if the calls are, getting crazy, I'm just going to pause it because I got to be able to keep up.
Right. No, 100%. So I'm pulling it up right now. Give me one quick second. If I put 60 leads, hold on. Sorry, monthly budget. The heck, man. Hold on. Let me go to this other form here.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep talking to you. I need to walk.
Take your time, brother.
Just need to deposit a check. Yeah. Let me sign it real quick.
I got that number for you when you're ready too.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. So for the 60 lead, like, because I did 15 times 4, right? So you obviously, you don't have to start at this, but just so you know, as you get going with us, at least you know what it is. So I did 13 times 60. So you're like management fee cost through us for 60 leads, right? For the month, which would break down to 15 weekly, right? That it would be at 780.
Okay.
That's our management fee, okay? And
right.
then you have from, you're getting charged from Google directly. Now that's going to charge as the leads are coming in, right? So ultimately, let's say you get all 60 leads, all of them are qualified, right? You're being charged a total of $2,340 from Google directly.
So let me ask you this question. Is it, am I paying the 780 at one time, or is it as each lead comes in, I pay the 13?
The 13 is all at one time for the amount of leads that you set. So our minimum budget requirement is for 13 leads, right? So if you did that, right, at
is
the
that per
minimum.
Week?
No,
is
no,
that
that's,
per week?
That's for the month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
no, no,
the,
wait, wait.
That's the minimum
okay.
requirement. Yeah.
Let me ask you this because I want to make sure I understand. So you're saying the management fee, the $13 per lead, so to speak, that you're saying all of that is due, at one time and not as
Correct.
Each lead comes in. It's all at one time.
It's all at one time. Yes, sir. That's how we have it set. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. And it rolls over too. So like, let's say you set a lead budget for 60 leads monthly, right? And you took on, 30 leads, right? For that month. They're qualified. Like each one you scheduled an appointment or quoted. Right. The next month, you're not going to be charged that, what was it, 780. You'll be charged half that for the leads that you did take on to replenish your management fee. You know?
I got you. And then the rest will be in 2 days.
Yes.
I got you. Understood. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I have it, let's just say I had it set to 40 leads for a month, 10 a week, right? So am I guaranteed to get 40 in that month, or is it?
No. So if you – so let's say you had 40 leads set, right, and you take on
– I'm sorry. It connected you to my truck.
You're good, brother.
I'm not guaranteed the 40.
No, it will roll over. So what would happen, right? Let's say you set it for 40 leads. That's at, 520 for the management fee, 13 times 40, right? So, and you take on all 40 leads, right? Like each one's qualified. That'll show on your tracking system. The next month, you'll be charged 520 to replenish your lead budget for like the management fee for 40 leads, right? But if you took on, I'll use one lead as an example to make the math easier on me. So let's say you took on one qualified lead and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason, right? You're booked out on vacation, whatever it is. Or let's say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged the 520. You're charged for that one lead you took on, the management fee, the $13. Okay. Through us.
Okay.
And then Google, though, your actual lead fee, so the $39, right, that's going to be charged from Google directly as the leads come through.
Yeah, they normally charge me, like, right away.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, if you didn't have a Google Guaranteed account, right, what we would do is we would set your actual lead costs through us with the management fee included would be $52 per lead. Right? And then, like, our minimum budget requirement for that, for 13 leads, is, hold on, it's saying 678, right? So, we normally would charge that 678 for 13 leads, right, up front, after you're approved, which, obviously, you're already approved. But the way it works with an existing account is we have Google charge you directly for the leads, okay? And then we charge the management fee up front for the amount of leads that you want for that month.
Okay.
And then obviously, you know, we can't guarantee that you're getting all those leads and they're all qualified, right? So basically, if you have a rollover, your remaining management fee would roll over to the following month for the amount of leads you want. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. So if whatever money I had left over, let's, you know, use an example. If I have 40 leads and I only use 20, then half of the money will roll over to the next month, and then I only have to pay half.
Correct.
For the management.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'll do first off, okay, I'll send you, so you have like everything we do in writing, right, via email. I'm going to send you an email titled Google Guaranteed. The email we have on file for you is thefiresidehvac@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. So let me shoot that to you. Okay, what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, your cost per qualified lead, and I'll put the breakdown, too, of what Google's charging and, you know, our management fee, and then I'm also going to put the minimum budget requirement, right, for the management fee on there, and I'll copy and paste all the subcategories, too. That way you have them in writing. I'm sure you've seen the subcategories, though, right, because you said it yourself.
I don't know about the subcategory part, so to speak.
Okay.
I don't think so. Subcategories, like, because
AC maintenance, install AC, repair AC.
I have them all on right now except for one.
Which one?
Clean ducts and vents, because I don't do
okay.
that, but everything else I do.
The AC maintenance one is super important, because, like, if you just search HVAC contractor, that's the first one that's going to show is the AC maintenance. A lot of guys don't know that, you know?
Also, too, I have attempted on my own to change my service areas through that Google Local Services whatever app.
Yeah.
It won't let me change them, and I was trying to change it to match my Google My Places service area.
Right.
But it won't let me fucking edit it. It won't let me edit it. So I don't know if that's something you guys could do.
No problem. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because I feel like it would make more sense for me to, be able to have it
in the same target name for the Google business profile, 100%.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
to me it makes sense. Yeah, so, okay. Let me talk it over with my fiance. I am not against it. It makes sense to me. You know what I mean? It makes sense if I don't have to worry about it. But the only thing is, you know, it took a while. I've been loyal to Local Splash. It took them quite some time to finally get my Google My Places. I was credited like 3 months worth of free services, so to speak, because, you know, like they could never get it right to the point where like what they told me was going to happen was going to happen. So like, I'm definitely interested. I would like to see, because like this is the busy season right now. So if we're going to do this, I would really like to see I would like to see more leads come in than what I've been able to do for myself. Cause otherwise I feel like it was a, you know what I mean? Pointless.
Right.
A waste of money.
Right. Well, you know, the local SEO portion takes some time, obviously. Google Guaranteed, though, it's going to be a way faster process for you because you're already approved. All we got to do is get in there. We got to change the target area. And it sounds like you have everything already kind of set, you know. But definitely discuss it, you know, with your partner. I sent you that email, and I'm also doing the reply to the email as well. But if you want us to manage it for you, we definitely can. Google Guaranteed, I know, you know, local SEO is a little different beast, right? But Google Guaranteed, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. Since we started offering it, you know, 3 years ago, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, our Google Guaranteed team is really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying our local SEO is great, too. Like, it's awesome to show up on that first page of Google on the map, and you're not paying per, like, lead, click, or call. You just have that set flat monthly rate. But Google Guaranteed is just, you know, it's a fair program because you're paying for qualified leads that come through. You know what I'm saying? So Definitely review right. it. I sent you everything. I'll schedule a follow-up, too, for you. What does this time typically work for you, like 3 o'clock or 3:30?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you want to do it tomorrow or Thursday, Friday? Like, what works best for you?
Thursday might be best.
All right, awesome. So let me put you in for Thursday at, let me put you at 3:30. There we go. All right. And if you have any questions when reviewing that email too, you can either reply or write it down, right? And I'll make sure to answer it for you. I'll shoot you a text right now with my direct line and extension too, so you have it. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, pleasure speaking with you, Ernest. Thank you so much for being a client, and I look forward to speaking with you soon, okay?
Likewise.
All right. All right, brother. Have a great day.